Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is an ESPN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Oh, let's have some fun, shall we? Ty Butler in for Peter Rosenberg on this Tuesday edition of ENN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Don, a little troubled that yesterday's ENN didn't make the top five K-Show moments, but guess we'll deal with that later. I'll say good evening to one Don LaGreca.
This is not a hatred for the city of Buffalo or for the Buffalo Bills, but it's not a local team. It's not.
So not making friends there in Buffalo, Don.
What more am I supposed to do? John. I like the city. I enjoy it. There was the hotel that we stay at with the Rangers right across the street's a place called the Bada Bing.
Bada Bing.
Tremendous wings. They got great wings in Buffalo. Great people in Buffalo. It's not local, Ty. They're not a local team.
Now, when you bring up wings, are you a bone-in guy or boneless?
No.
Got to have the bone in there.
Yeah, but listen, if it's only available in boneless, then you get by, but that's cheating.
Got to have the bone in. And I'm going to do something different. I want to say good evening to a caller just because he was just so nice.
Just want everybody listening on their way home from work for the holiday to know that there's nobody better than Don LaGreca.
I appreciate that sentiment. Holiday spirit, positive
very
energy.
Very nice of Mike from Hawthorne.
Wanted to say that to you, Don. All right, just starting here with the NFL, a little bit of breaking news. Adam Schefter reporting that the league and the Players Association have adopted the new CDC guidelines, which is going to reduce the quarantine time from 10 days to 5 for all COVID-positive players who are asymptomatic, including those who are unvaccinated. So guys will be able to return quicker to action if you are able to show that you're, you know, not phased as far as symptoms are concerned with the virus.
Now, I got two questions for you, Ty.
What's that?
The first one, around this time, I think it was during ENN when it broke that the NBA was changing it from 10 to 6. Was that a misprint, or are they going differently than the NFL? Why are they going 10 to 6 when the CDC and the NFL is going 10 to 5?
That is an interesting question. It was 10 to 6 that Wolves reported last week. They were going
and
to
the other
6
question
days.
Is, and this is where things get a little dicey for me, especially with the symptoms of this latest variant.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Is congestion, headache, fatigue. So what if it's not noticeable? What if a player who desperately wants to play, tests positive, says, I don't have any symptoms. He's got a headache, but he's not telling anybody. You know, the other symptoms for the Delta variant and other variants before, they were noticeable, where you had trouble breathing and you were coughing. But with this variant, what if your symptom is, I know somebody that had COVID because he had just had a massive headache. And he tested positive. It's the only symptom that he had, and some fatigue, but that's easy to hide. So will you see players, like, for a big game saying, oh, I'll just take some Advil for the headache and the
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
And the body aches or whatever, and they won't notice the symptoms, and I'm going to go ahead and play. Could that happen?
I think it's a great point, Don. For players who are, no pun intended, masking their symptoms just because they want to go out there and play. Right? We've seen publicly some of these guys voice their frustrations with the protocols and the rules. You know, they are paid to play the sport. They love the game. So I think that's going to be something fascinating for us to watch. It was announced earlier that Carson Wentz, who last we checked was unvaccinated, had been placed in the COVID-19 protocol. This doesn't mean that he's tested positive, but it could either be that or he's deemed to be in close contact with someone who has.
Well, that's what happened with Flacco earlier in the season for the Jets.
So Carson Wentz could miss that pivotal game on Sunday against the Raiders. For Indy, that number two seed's still on the table. So this is a big deal for Indianapolis.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You don't want to see a situation like we had last year when the Broncos, like, literally didn't have a quarterback, or what the Saints had to go through last night with Book being the starting quarterback, and clearly it affected the Saints.
Yeah.
You don't want to say, like, I understand there's revenue to be made. There's games that have to be played. And especially in the NFL, where it's very difficult to move these games and to postpone these games late in the year. And that game was vitally important, especially for the Dolphins, who, you know, ended up winning their seventh consecutive game. But you'd hate to see games compromised like that. And the Saints really were given almost none chance to win, considering who their quarterback was.
Yeah. And just sticking with some more COVID updates, going to the NHL, the Rangers added Kevin Rooney to that protocol list. He joined Lindgren, Georgiev, and Tenorti as part of that grouping. Meanwhile, the Islanders, as you mentioned earlier in the show, Don, due to COVID-related issues, that game tomorrow night against the Red Wings has been postponed. A makeup date for that game has yet to be announced. Today, they also announced that Brock Nelson was going to enter health and safety protocol.
Probably a good thing for the Islanders. The Red Wings are playing very well. At least we're playing very well. It's been a while since we've seen an NHL game. It's been like 10 days since we've seen an NHL game. And look how shorthanded the Islanders would have been if they played that game. No Brock Nelson, no Clutterbuck, no Parisi. So that team has been so decimated by COVID. They've got so much work to do. They're going to have to win. They're going to have to get points almost every night to be able to make up this gap. So it's probably good from a competitive standpoint this game's been postponed, but you just hate to see it. I mean, the NHL does have games tonight. A handful of games were already postponed tonight and tomorrow. Looks like the Ranger game's a go. Devils Sabres are also a go tomorrow locally, but no Islanders and no Red Wings. And, hey, until you see the puck drop, Ty, You never know if a game is going to get played or not.
You never know if a game is going to get played. A game that was played was the Jets-Jags this past Sunday. Now, Jacksonville, fresh off of that loss, has asked permission to interview a bunch of candidates. I mean, literally everyone. Don, check your email. You might be a list of one of those candidates. But I thought this was fascinating because they're looking at Todd Bowles as a potential candidate for their head coaching position to interview. I would love to. I don't know how you feel about this. I know Jet fans kind of turned on Bowles toward the end, but the last moment or the last big game they played in was that Week 17 in Buffalo. Todd Bowles was the head coach. They were 10-5 on a 5-game winning streak. Ryan Fitzpatrick goes on to throw 3 interceptions in the fourth quarter. But Bowles had the last legitimately good season with this team. I would love to see him get another opportunity. I was happy for him last year when he was able to coach that Super Bowl victory for the Bucs as the DC. So to see him get a chance, that would be pretty special for me.
Hey, listen, I like Todd Bowles a lot. I think he's a better defensive coordinator than a head coach. Clearly, anybody can do a better job than Urban Meyer did in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I hope he does get another opportunity, but we'll see. I just think he's probably better suited to be a DC than an HC, but I am a fan, and I'm with you. I was very happy that he was able to get a Super Bowl ring as a coach with Tampa last year.
Bruce Arians tested positive, so you know we hope that everything's well with him and that he's able to get through this. They're going to go with Harold Goodwin to take over the coaching duties until he returns. But how funny would that have been to see Todd Bowles get that position to coach against the Jets on Sunday? The Jets and Bucks play each other.
That would have been something. I mean, that would be a heck of a distraction. Maybe that's for the best for them. But, yeah, that is interesting. And I thought about this, Ty, because apparently Carolina's going through a lot of COVID issues.
Yeah.
And they played Tampa on Sunday. Now, we have seen no evidence during this pandemic that it's transmittable during games. But with this new variant being as contagious as it is, will we have to keep an eye out for, you know, Tampa having more positive tests as we get closer to Sunday?
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, interesting to watch. Just to put a bow on the football portion of this, let's hear from GM Mike Tannenbaum. Still not soured on the Giants as an organization. He thinks that a good GM could come in and turn things around. He was on KJM earlier this morning.
If there was a hypothetical situation where there was a GM opening and not a head coach opening, I candidly look at the Giants situation as one of those places where it could be a very quick turnaround. I think they have a lot of good young skill players from Kadarius Toney to Saquon Barkley, Evan Ingram. Obviously, they got to get the quarterback situation figured out. But if you believe in yourself as a GM candidate and as a leader, you have somebody in Joe Judge that obviously the record isn't good, but he does now have 2 years of experience. And I just always felt like my role in the play in a front office was really to be the point guard of information, which is sit between ownership and the head coach, put all the information on the table, and then let's make the best decision for us. And sometimes that could be watching more tape. It could be looking at strategy again. It could be looking at the context of free agency versus the draft. So I don't think it would in any way inhibit a very qualified candidate from going there.
He has 2 years of experience. Not all experience is created equal, Don. It's bad experience. 10-21. I know we did. You did an entire show on it yesterday. You're not sold on him being brought back anyway, even though all the reports are saying that. But you know, Tannenbaum seems to think that a good GM could turn this thing around pretty quickly.
Well, Tannenbaum has been very candid on this show. He does a weekly spot on Fridays. We have no show Friday, so he's going to join Chris and I on Thursday. He is more bullish on the Giants than I think anybody in the league. And I've openly speculated about it. It's awkward to talk to him directly about this. But is he petitioning for the job, knowing that having to keep Joe Judge is part of the deal for a new general manager coming in? Or does he really believe that Joe Judge is a good coach? And when I've asked him about it, and he believes that Joe Judge is a good coach. And they do have weapons. They went out and spent enough money for those weapons. They drafted Tony High in the first round. But if you don't have a quarterback, Ty, what does it matter? If I got to go find a quarterback, does it matter what wide receivers I have? You don't have much of an offensive line. Saquon Barkley is not what you thought he was going to be. You're not sure about the quarterback. This defense has been banged up injury-wise, but it hasn't set the world on fire. I'm not quite sure. We'll ask him again. We always do. What he sees about this Giants team that he's just so bullish on that, listen, I know you want a job, And I know you're not going to sneeze at any job as a general manager in the NFL, but do you honestly look at the Giants and say, that's a good situation with a quarterback that's an unknown and a head coach that at the minimum is an unknown? Those are two pretty important positions on an NFL team.
And you say, it doesn't even sound like, Don, and let me know your thoughts on this, that the Giants are sold on Joe Judge, because all the reports are that one of the primary reasons they're going to bring him back is strictly because they don't want to, for the third straight time, fire a head coach after two seasons. In other words, if this were year three, there's a good chance he would be gone.
Right.
So if that's like the main basis of you bringing him back, it doesn't reek to me of them actually believing in him, because I think two things can be true, right? Like, you can feel like he's a great motivator, he's a good guy, he knows his football, he's sound when it comes to that, but it doesn't mean that it's going to translate into him being a good head coach. Like, it's not mutually exclusive. You can like him and still think that he's not good for the job, as evidenced by the 10-21 record he has.
Well, if you listen to the Adam Schefter report, the word leaning was in there.
Yes.
So leaning means they're leaning towards bringing Jones and Judge back, which tells me that there's still room for him to change his mind. Now, unlike the Jets, who I think have two unwinnable games on their schedule, Tampa and Buffalo, the Giants have the Bears and Washington. I don't think they're winning either of those games because of the way the Giants are playing, but you can't say that's impossible to beat the Bears and beat Washington. So if you go out there, Ty, and get embarrassed and get smoked by Chicago and Washington and close the season out the way they did, getting killed by Dallas and getting killed by Tampa and getting killed by Philadelphia, and then you walk in and lose to Chicago and Washington, I mean, what are you in love with? You're going to be talking about a 4-win team. You're going to be 4-13. What are you in love with? What, are you going to just excuse, well, he's got Mike Glennon as his quarterback? All right, well, look how Detroit's playing. Look how Detroit played with a backup quarterback. Look how Houston's played with their backup quarterback. Not great, but they're in games. They pulled off a couple of upsets. So I still believe that if the next 2 weeks end in embarrassing fashion, they lose 35-3 in both of those games, and the offense is completely anemic, and the defense can't get off the field on third down, I still think that there's a chance that John Mara will say, I can't possibly do it. Bringing him back would be more of an embarrassment than firing a third consecutive coach in 2 years. Because if you're measuring embarrassments, aren't you embarrassing yourself right now by the way you're playing the last 5 years? You've lost more games than anybody since 2016. Anybody. That's not embarrassing to you?
Yeah, I just don't see it. But apparently Joe Judge does, and he says that they're building a foundation. Only something that they can see.
It's that... I don't know if you're a boxing fan, but you'll always sometimes watch these fights, and there's always one judge that scores it like out of nowhere. And it's almost like he's saying, no. I see it differently than everybody else because I'm smarter than you. And they should see it differently than us. They're closer to it than we are. But I'm sorry. It's a bottom-line league. Wins and losses. That's how you ultimately judge it. So you could tell me you see things that I can't see because I'm stupid and you're a genius. But 4-13 is still 4-13. And especially after the year before, you went 6-10. But you lost three of your last four games at the end of the year. And if you turn around and lose 13 of 17 games the next year, well, maybe I'm no genius, but the bottom line's the bottom line. Win games. And they're not winning many of them.
Yeah. And yeah, you call Judge and Jones unknowns. I think you're being fairly optimistic there. I think we kind of know about them, but we'll see what happens, man. Let's move on to the Knicks, who are in action tonight against a shorthanded Timberwolves team. Anthony Edwards and Taurean Prince did clear protocol, but not sure if they're going to be able to play tonight. They've got a lot of guys out. The Knicks right now are in the midst of a stretch where they're going to play 14 consecutive games. Check this out, Don, which began with that win against the Hawks. 14 straight games against teams that are no better than 500, aside from Charlotte, who was at 500 until they won last night. Mm. The Knicks haven't won consecutive games since posting three straight to open the season when they improved to 5-1. So this is a big game for them tonight, and then they'll play the Pistons tomorrow, who are absolutely dreadful. But here was Kemba Walker talking about how much he enjoyed receiving chance at MSG on Christmas Day in the midst of that triple-double performance.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Those are moments that you – those are moments you dream about, you know? Yeah, man, it's kind of hard to put it into words, to be honest. But it was special, you know, to just to be home, you know, with that New York on my chest. So I'm a New York City kid, born and raised. It felt amazing.
I listen to you guys always on this show, UK and Peter, talk about, you know, you got to get fat on the bad team. So here's a chance for the Knicks to ascend back to relevancy.
You know, you said the next 14 games, with the exception of Charlotte, against teams that are at or below 500. And these four games all on the road are all winnable games. If you want to say Toronto could be tough, if you want to say Detroit in a second of back-to-backs, but the Pistons have five wins. You're a half game back at Toronto to get into the play-in at 10th place. Win these four games. Get above 500, get back into the playoffs, get fat over the next 10 games, you know, win 7-8 of them, climb significantly above 500, and now we can start talking about getting back to what you were at the end of last season. If we're having a conversation, Ty, at the end of this, I guess, month, because 14 games, right? So you figure every other day. So when we're talking at the end of January, and this team is at 11th again or still under 500, they're not going anywhere. No, seriously, this is it. These 14 games are as big as any that they'll play all year. This is moving month for them.
You're not going to get a more favorable stretch the rest of the way. I am totally in agreement with you, Don. And just to end here with the Nets, they announced today that Durant, Kyrie, and Aldridge all have cleared COVID-19 protocol. Reports are that Durant could return to action as early as Thursday when the Nets host the Sixers in Brooklyn. They're not looking to bring Aldridge back. He's, you know, played a lot of minutes, getting older at that age. But for Kyrie Irving, the earliest he would be eligible to play is January 5th at Indiana, since he's unvaccinated. But it doesn't look like they're going to do that, because there has to be some ramp-up period. But the Nets, fresh off of back-to-back wins in L.A. against the Lakers on Christmas Day, and then last night they blew out the Clippers. James Harden says the team's getting hot at the right time.
Confidence is through the roof. Now we just, KD and LaMarcus and Kai and Joe Harrison. I mean, you know, that's four our best players, four our top players, and that are out. Our confidence level for our bench and guys that are checking in the game is high. You know, they come in the game and impact the game in different ways, and we can find different ways to win basketball games, and that's what it's about. You know, it's not always be pretty. We're not always going to make shots, but defensively we can get after it and lock teams down. And, I mean, guys stepped up big time this road trip.
They're the top of the Eastern Conference right now, 23-9. Durant's on his way back. Kyrie's on his way back. Joe Harris at some point. I can't disagree with what you said at the top of the show, with this team being the favorites to win it all if they're healthy.
Yeah, there's just a lot of ifs with them. Will KD stay healthy? Will Harden stay healthy with all the work that he's had to put in? You saw him wear down a little bit last year. And then the Kyrie situation. If tomorrow COVID was gone, right, no mandates, everything gets back to normal. Oh, but what a great thing that would be. And Kyrie's available for every game. Kyrie's still somebody that you don't – what's going to happen? What's going to be the next soap opera around what's going to be another reason why he's not going to play? What's going to be another controversy surrounding him, right? So the only team that they have to fear is themselves. I think if everything goes the way they want it to go health-wise, they're winning a championship.
And if they win the championship, KD, listen, maybe you'll make Don's top five list next year as one of the best athletes in New York.
That's all it'll take.
That'll do it for tonight's ENN. Make sure you guys hit that follow button on Twitter and Instagram, Ty D. Butler. Great job with Don pushing that yesterday. Really appreciate the love. Really appreciate it.
Very interesting, Cat. What are you up to now?
Let's take a quick check. We are up to 2,747.
I'd like to see that get to 3,000 before the end of the year. How about that?
Let's do it. Thank you, Don.
And let's get your calls in, 1-800-919-3776. It's Don LaGreca here on the YES Network, and you can hear it on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.